Hi everyone, welcome to Mentorship Classes. Listen, I'd like to welcome each and every one of you wherever you are geographically. Come on in and take a seat. Take your seat, yes, take your seat. And you are so welcome. It is an honor to be in the class today. And today, I'd like to actually bring forward part two of Breaking Barriers. But I'd just like to especially welcome each and every one of you, wherever you are geographically. Come on, take that seat, take that seat. Some of you haven't gotten seated yet, but take a seat. And I appreciate every one of you in the classroom today. Yes. Listen, I'd like for you to just listen to a little bit of this song by Bishop Washington Williams. Yes, listen, before we begin class. Yes. Yes, you are the winner. Yes. He sure does. The Word of God. Yes. Oh, yes. Now, I am going to stop right there. I'll probably bring that back at the end of the class. But that is a very, very timely song, I mean, for every generation. I thought it appropriate for today's class in that Jesus Christ has already won the battle. And how many of you know it's not a physical battle? It is a spiritual battle that has been won, and all we have to do is stand our ground in Christ. In Jesus Christ. Yes. And it is so fitting. But I just want to just bow for a moment in prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for this classroom today. Bless each and every one who's in this class, Father. Those who are listening on the podcast, Father, and those who are seated in this class today. Father, I ask that you would just strengthen each and every one today. Oh, and open all of our eyes to see you, Father, that you are our defender and that Jesus Christ has already won the battle against every barrier and every stronghold. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Listen, today I want us to focus our attention on Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6, beginning at verse 10. It has a lot to do with breaking barriers. Let me just read it in your hearing. Verse 10. And you know I didn't want to put on the readers. But anyway, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And that's key in and breaking barriers. We must remain strong in the Lord, not in ourselves. You know, so many times we may feel strong and feel like you could just take on the world, and we may just try to do a chore or do something else, and then that's, you just feel like, hey, that's it, can't do no more. But being strong in the Lord means depending on God, our Father, for His strength. And when we're at our weakest points, when we feel like, hey, I can't go another step, that is actually God's time. And that is the time to, instead of folding up, instead of giving up and saying, oh, I can't do it, I can't go, it's saying it is that time where we are to cry out to God, cry out to our Abba Father for His help, for His strength. And you know, the Apostle Paul had a thorn in the flesh. And you know, thorns are very painful. And he asked the Lord to remove it from him. The Lord did not remove it from the Apostle Paul. Instead, he said, my grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect in weakness. Yes, when you're at your weakest, breaking barriers. You break the barriers by taking on, receiving, asking for the Lord, asking for Him, for His strength. Yes. And you know what? God is so faithful. He shows up every time. He will not fail you. But there are conditions. We must adhere to the Word of God. Be strong in the Lord. This was, and I don't want to get into a teaching, but this is just encouragement. Finally, I have to reiterate it. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And verse 11 says, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, the schemes of the devil, who's our adversary, your brother, your sister, your husband, your wife, people that you cross paths with. They are not your enemies. It is the devil, Satan. He's our enemy. And listen, for verse 13 says, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, verse 13 says, therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. And so, breaking barriers, it calls for stamina, endurance. Yes, you know, endure hardships and trials. You're going to have those things. You're going to encounter much sadness and sorrow, but to endure, have to have that endurance to be able to stand and continually to stand. And that is a way of breaking down barriers. Verse 14 says, stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth. In breaking barriers, we must know the truth of the Word of God, and we shall know the truth, and the truth shall make us free. The truth shall set us free. Having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shored our feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, which means we have to study the Word of God. We must discipline ourselves to study the Word of God, to meditate upon the Word, to search the Scriptures. It's a part of our preparation to standing. And in order to stand, You have to break down barriers, break down walls. Because remember, in our first part, part one, a barrier is something that stops or hinders movement. And listen, if the enemy can, the adversary can get you or I to stay in one place and not move and not do the things that God, our Father, mandated us to do, that's a stronghold. That is a barrier. That is a wall. And, you know, God has given to you and to I power and authority over Satan and his demons. God has given us dominion. Yes, we must take dominion, power, and walk in that power and authority. And so, having shod your feet, our feet must be ready to go and do the work that God has called us to do. And then above all of these, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench the fiery darts of the wicked one. Yes, faith. And, you know, to each of us, God, Abba Father, he has given us a measure of faith. Listen, today was a great test, even prompting this part two. You know, I was faced with a situation that it almost sent me into a tailspin. And, you know, and I wasn't thinking about faith and like I was just in a turmoil. And I was just so anxious because I had something set up to do a meeting earlier this afternoon. And what had happened is, while I was trying to log on to the Zoom, like something had happened as I was, you know, putting it up, and whatever it was, it actually wiped out my email message, deleted it, and then and to make matters worse, something else came on the screen, and I was not able to get on. I missed the meeting. Meanwhile, I was, you know, just busy trying to work it out myself, and the first thing, or my response should have been, Father, help me. But instead, I was trying to work it out myself. And so many times, we ourselves, we try to work it out. We try to figure it out. And that just makes matters worse. Because the Word of God says, Matthew 6 and 33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto us. If we go to God, Abba Father first, it makes a difference. Because when we're in that frenzy and we're upset and we can't think straight and we're just distracted, listen, the enemy is gaining ground. Those barriers are going up. But when we can sit in the midst of all turmoil, when we can sit and say, Father, I just release everything to you right now. And it is the Holy Spirit who comes along, he just calms your spirit. He sure calmed me down today. And I learned, it was like the old Margaret was emerging and taking over. That's chaos, you know? And I said, Lord, thank you. Because I reached out and said, Lord, I finally reached out and said, Lord, help me, show me what to do. It's amazing. God just opens up the way, and there's a calm, there's a peace. Listen, when you and I can sit and be at peace in the midst of an environment or in hostile environments and whatever's going on and still have peace, listen, those barriers are breaking down. Yes, and every barrier, it is so important to remember, it is the Word of God that breaks down the barriers. And in breaking down and breaking barriers and walls, those invisible walls, those invincible walls, in breaking those down, it is the Word of God to be able to speak the Word out of our mouth. And then have that release and the peace that passes all understanding to wait on God and to sit. And sitting doesn't mean, actually, it should be rest. Yes, rest. We must be able to rest in God. I'm not talking about laying down, going to sleep. I'm talking about your spirit man, quieting your spirit man within. Because, you know, you can be quiet. Verbally, your mouth is not, your tongue isn't speaking. But your spirit man is going a mile a minute. just going everywhere, you know. And when I say that, your mind, that peace must be there in quiet. In quietness and listening to the instructions that our Father would speak, because He speaks. But if we're so busy, just moving and not in that rest mode, resting before the Lord, and each time we're able to do that, you are breaking barriers. You know, when it's so real. I could feel my eyes just welling up because it's so real. Because as I sat in the kitchen this evening, I kid you not, I was like still wanting to just get this thing right and trying to communicate, see if I can do this meeting again. And I sat in the kitchen. And as I sat there, I started to sing a song. And I started singing. I mean, it was singing. I heard the song just come up and I just was singing it. And as I sang and sang, everything that seemed that I wasn't able to do, because all I wanted to do is go lay down and go to sleep, it's like something burst forth. And renewed strength came. And focus came. And I was able to complete the chores that I said, hey, I'm not doing this. I'm not doing that. You know, everything was completed. And then that caused me to remember the word of God, that we ought to sing songs, sing hymns, sing songs, make melody in our hearts. So in the midst of the struggle, we ought to be able to sing and focus on God and believe Him as we rest in Him. And listen, my time is gone already in the class today. I see I've gone way past my time, but in your leisure time, please read that entire chapter of Ephesians chapter 6. And I encourage you in this class today to feed on the word, to discipline yourself. I'm speaking to me first, to study the word of God, because it is God. He is the one who performs His word. He demonstrates His word. And He says, remind me of my word. So I challenge you right where you are, despite what you are facing right now, believe the word of God. Don't put a timer on it when God would answer you, because God has a time when He will answer your prayer. Thanks for taking your seat today in this class. God bless you right where you are. And I thought I would bring that song back to you, but our time has really gone. I'm going to bring it back for you just to listen to a little of it. It is very comforting. Okay, one second. Trying to bring that back for you. The screen had closed. All right. Just want to bring it back for you too. You will survive. Mm-hmm. You are the winner in Christ, breaking down those barriers. God bless you. The victory is yours.